everyone. Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am Julia. I'm filling in for Andrea and Bianca this week because Andrea is on tour with Hannah Boone. They will be back on Thursday.
It does get more and more people, right? I'm filling in for Andrew's filling in for Bianca, who's... So Andrea's on tour. Bianca had her house burned down, had to go stay with somebody else, right? Yeah. And we're like, sorry, this party's not ending. We have Julia here. And Julia's going to sum up or help us get through what happened last week, because I sure don't know.
Well, we can... I propose we start from the first episode of last week.
I like this proposal.
I accept your proposal. Excellent. Where do I sign?
Don't enjoy yourself. Focus. Being a host is not fun. Okay, I hate it day in, day out. Right? So don't focus on you enjoying it. That's the secret. How was the show? I was miserable. Sounds great. I'll check it out. All right?
So
I like how you restart too. You put both the arms up and down. Okay. Now, silliness is over. New segment.
Who was our first guest last week?
Molly Austin.
Molly Austin. Yes. All right. She's an easy breezy one. One of the favorites. I'm surprised she didn't win a CATGA. And I think only because that year we had so many amazing people. I think Christy Cello won.
Her friend.
Yeah, her best friend. Oh, although boy. Christy Cello, I swear to God, every time I see her on stage, at some point she goes, oh, that's my best friend laughing. One time it was Sydney Washington. One time it was Molly Austin. It's like whoever she sees, she's like, that's my best friend.
She probably gave the award away to somebody else already and said, Molly, I'll give you the award. And somebody passed and said, you already gave it to me. Sorry.
Oh, you can have it too.
Right. You all can have
it. Everyone can have it.
You work that out if you want.
We're just friends.
Right. But yeah, I like Molly a lot. I had a crush on Molly. Then one day during the show, as the show started, she starts breaking open a clementine, an orange, and starts eating them. I'm like, all right, I'm over the crush. And then I see her again last week and crush is back.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's a real roller coaster in my heart.
Do clementines hold importance to you?
When I'm doing a radio show, yes, they happen to have importance to me.
He did. As soon as the show starts, she started peeling the clementine.
Oh, on mic.
On mic. Okay. Then she started eating it. And then when we asked her a question, she's like, oh, I didn't think you'd ask.
I wasn't ready.
You're on mic. So, yeah.
Okay. No, that makes more sense.
But I just like the way Keith's penis works. Like, oh my God, you're disrespecting my show. Penis down.
People say it all have feelings.
Right.
I have the most.
He hates hosting. So if you make him like it, his penis is up.
It affected our future. But we all have quirks, and I look past it.
So who is the next guest?
And then...
Oh, unless you have other things to say about Molly.
Oh, I enjoyed her, and she was very fun. And
can you give me the two arms? Next guest.
Sure. Next guests were Justy Dodge and Shauna Lane.
Justy and Shauna. I realized the secret to Justy.
Were you guys first before the secret?
Yeah.
Were you guys nervous about that booking?
No, I knew. I remembered Shauna. Kemda did too from Surf Reality days, but we're talking almost two decades ago. And so who knows what she's like? I happened to find out this person has cancer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I haven't seen you in two decades. You have cancer. Come be funny.
Right. But I knew there'd be something with, you know, Justy has a caustic attitude, but I knew that would play off well with Shauna. I knew that she'd still be bubbly and sweet.
That's cool. Were you making a face at Justy's?
I wouldn't say her attitude. I think that maybe she has a caustic exterior, and then she's like really like warm underneath that.
Yeah, I usually deal with people's exteriors. That's the way I was raised. And I realized we got to look inside and start digging. But I go with what they say and look like.
I mean, also, his experience is she directs more of that towards him. And behind the scenes, we know a little bit more. So,
oh, I've heard sweet things. Yeah. Like you said today, I was saying that Julia met Justy the other day and she was very sweet. And I'm like, which Justy are we talking about? But all right.
Yeah. I mean, we've met before. We saw each other right after that show and she was super sweet.
Yeah, I never see this Justy, but good for her.
In fact, you guys have tried to text each other nice things, and then it always ends up in sarcasm. If you're gonna be a dick,
right? I don't know, because it's I think she thinks there's a couple people that think this way, and I'm thinking about it, and it's hitting me that they're all female, but they think I'm trying to trick them.
It's, you know, I have a handful of guys, and you have a handful of girls, and I think they do like that version. So the men in my head that are like the equivalent or whatever, the caustic, I guess, I don't know. At some point they go, I'm attracted to you. That to me is them. They've sort of like are pushing back at me.
Right.
So it's that version. There's like another version where they sit here and go, all right, Keith, what are you going to do to me today?
Right.
You know? So I think there's a handful of guys, handful of girls where we know they're going to sit down and go, what are you going to do to me today? And we're going to be like, nothing. Just shut the fuck up.
Right.
This is like, I don't know. Obviously, I'm joking with you. You either want to joke or move on. So eventually, you'll hear a version of that from my face or your face towards those people's faces.
Right.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Wonder what guests won't.
Pardon?
What opinion on a guest won't make sense? But so far, so good.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
That's her moving briskly right along.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a robot. Like a robot teacher. So the next one, I believe, was Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic was mostly about her experience at a sex party.
Yeah, I'm excited about these sex parties. I'm into checking it out. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't. I guess because I've been in a big committed relationship. I guess that's why I haven't.
For like 2 decades now.
Right. So I'm going to check one out. I don't know if I would check one out like she did, where you have to be in religious garb. Not because I would. I mean, I find that extra stuff dirty and sexy, but I just don't feel like getting a priest collar.
Well, I imagine you can just dress up in all black and you'll be okay.
Right.
Also, at the end of the stand-up-a-thon, Andrea and Billy, I believe, were just coloring them in, like making with paper and plastic tape.
I'm making a priest collar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't even see Keith doing that.
Well, I'm not worried I have to go to the Vatican. I'm just saying I want to wear jeans.
Are you going to ask Billy about it?
Maybe, but he thinks I don't like him.
He thinks everybody doesn't like him.
But how do you go to a sex club with somebody that thinks?
I'm not saying go with him. I'm saying ask him for tips.
Ask him for, I thought you were going to say tickets. I'm like, get me in, but bye.
I think that's okay to say. And he's sex positive in that way. That's a very personal decision. And I think it's okay to go.
I'll tell him I'm too shy to go with you. I'll go, I'm too shy to go with you.
And my dick's too shy.
He'll find that sweet and charming. He'll be like, oh yeah, you're a lame, normal person. Not a problem.
He'll secretly come to the party and be at the corner everywhere you are.
I picture him like, bro, you can get your dick sucked off with me in the room. I don't mind. That's what I picture. And I'm like, oh, no thanks. Like, okay, if you got hangups.
See, I don't.
But if you want, I'll stick it in for you. Physically with my hand.
Moving briskly along.
Would you go to a sex club, Julia?
No, but not because I feel I consider myself a sex positive person. That being said, my personal preference is just one other person, and I feel weird.
Wow, you just shat on everybody that likes sex clubs. You said that they're wrong, and it's not their body, their business. Wow, too bad we got to move along.
Where are we? Okay, that was Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then
there our buddy was Tyler, right? The ventriloquist, the impressionist. Excuse me.
Yes.
Who knows what he, a doctor. I mean, I don't know. He wasn't here.
So also Andrea, right?
Yeah. So Andrea did her great impressions.
Oh, that's right. That was a big hit. Yeah.
My favorite was the Woody Allen impression.
I do have to remind people the CatGo Awards. I think she might have been nominated, but just in case, there's a thread on the forums where if you like a piece of the show or the entire show or the new guest, definitely vote for the CatGos because that makes it a great show at the end of the year. This guy is such a good impressionist, and
he did an impression of a ghost.
But he seems so professional. I'm on his mailing list. I'm on a lot of people's mailing list. I like to see what people are doing. And it's just funny because when the comedians find out I'm on their mailing list, they're like, what are you doing on there? I'm like, I'm getting your mailer and finding out what you're doing so I can go see you. That's not for you. I'm like, just be quiet. So I'm on his mailing list and I'm finally like, you know what? What? This would be great. Keith loves impressions. Everyone loves impressions. And we saw him on a show recently. I was so surprised when he backed out. And it was, I think he also hit me at a point where I go, no, you have to, I was in that mode where you're not taking my show seriously and I don't want to tolerate it right now. And I did feel a little bit bad. I was like, I don't care about your dog. And then I was like, no, I have to feel the same amount of care that the guest does. And he doesn't care. Even if he does, even if he's completely bummed out about it, I can't take that on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. By the way, going back real quick, mailing lists are funny where I'm trying to clean out my inbox and not be subscribed to so much shit, right? So I saw that I'm subscribed to a band that our buddy B. Jason used to be into. I'm like, well, B. Jason isn't in that band anymore. I'm never in New Hampshire. So I click unsubscribe. I get a personal letter back.
Oh,
Keith, I love you and love your show. No. Sorry to see your answer. No, it was an accident. Sign me up twice. You can't do that. That's not right.
No, you can't. Especially knowing you're not in the same state.
Right.
So that's okay.
Oh, did I find the button you deliberately tried real hard to hit, but legally have to put on your... Right. No. That was an accident.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, now I'm a member of the band. I don't know what to do.
So Andrea was a killer on that. Very good.
Yes.
And then the next day, Kevin, Allison.
Yes.
The dream.
Kevin's a giver, a shower. Well, not a shower, but
a grower.
He's willing to show. And he's a grower. And he has one of those accordion magic dicks we were talking about.
And usually it's a lot of like, it's always a lot of shock and like, I can't believe you did that or drank that or poured that on yourself. And this time it was definitely that. But I am noticing the feedback. It was extra hilarious. There was some kind of, Kevin has grown as a storyteller.
Well, he better be grown in every way.
He's grown as like a podcast guest and he was never bad, but even as good as he was, he keeps getting better. And then we recorded my opening line. It was the most It was the most satisfying my opening line. It was the history in 1 hour. The history of
of
how he got into the state, how Risk started, you know, being open about depression in between that 12 years of trying to find what happens after the state and then hitting in your 40s. Is very inspirational. So it was so good and funny. And he's so easy. And in the middle, he said dwarf again. He said dwarf on Keith and the Girl. He said dwarf again. And they go, I don't think you're allowed to say that. This is his response. It goes, oh man, I can't keep track. I'm sorry. You know, I didn't know. And then afterwards, we find out you can say dwarf. But you know what? He's right. Why focus on it? Oh, I didn't know. We'll figure that out later.
No! Give me one!
Right.
I'm letting go of the R word. Yeah. I'm letting of the F word, and I am one. Can I have dwarf?
But that's what we've gotten. We're like, oh my God, are you the piece of... Oh my God, how many words can I not say? Oh, you're trying to block my... Well, it's fine.
Right.
You know? I'm just letting you know that that might be something that people end up focusing on when really your story is so good. Let's not... You know, let them be sidetracked.
Right.
Yeah.
So brilliant.
An angel.
That makes sense.
Which guest did you dislike the most? Knowing that it's their right and their body.
I enjoyed all of them.
Okay, great.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
He didn't get you. Was there anything that you wanted to add?
I mean, I had a lot of feelings about a lot of the episodes, especially just some of the things that came up on them. But also, Chemda, the first episode, you talked about the subway ride with the man and the homeless man.
Oh, yeah.
The rich man and the homeless man
yes.
and the $20 and yes. you pressuring him. And it was such an edifying story. It was so nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like to bully people.
That, of course, was Hemda on the way to our yearly anniversary dinner, which we mentioned how sexist the waiter was, you know, and then what would be the difference if I paid or Hemda paid? It's the Keith and the Girl card, and so Hemda pays, and this guy couldn't get over it. He's never seen such a thing in this fancy steakhouse. So we asked the poll, after being treated with such disrespect, should Keith and Hemda have tipped? And we did, of course. We gave our 20%. 38% say yes, they should still have tipped. 61% say no, and I can understand anybody saying yes, because the tip probably, especially in a place like that, affects everybody. But let it affect everybody. Let everybody get mad at one person.
Yeah,
but will they recognize that we didn't tip because of this guy? Or will they go, well, the one person in jeans, the one person in, you know, hippie pajama flannels, you know, we stood out, I think. And I know I'm overly aware of that stuff, but I think we stood out. So they would just assume, well, these guys, you know, that's why they didn't tip.
Yeah, I also think as lavish as we think we're being, I don't think we're half as lavish as the table next to us or across from us. Right. I think I would not be surprised, and I actually think this is true. Our bill was probably the lowest of the night because we weren't drinking, and you know, just having a bottle at your table is an extra whatever.
Right.
And so it didn't add up to that much. So not tipping and not being the one that. It just, I think it would more reflect on us than how the waiter did.
Well, Hemda did rate the restaurant. Hello, she wrote, I'm so upset about the experience I had at your restaurant. I come to Old Homestead for a business dinner. I was with my business partner and co-host. We were celebrating 13 years of hosting our talk show together. That's a little way of saying we're talking about you. The waiter was sexist and embarrassing. Maybe he shouldn't assume that every male-female duo in your restaurant is on a date. And he should certainly not be surprised and have snide comments about a female paying for the meal. He needed confirmation from the male sitting across from me every time I spoke, which is absolutely true, amongst other terrible behavior. I felt incredibly disrespected and appalled. Aside from that, some of the food was subpar, but was still overshadowed by the service. I can't believe I tipped this guy. I was so embarrassed. I just wanted to leave. Hemda. I don't know if you were so embarrassed you wanted to leave. You're sitting there yelling up rows across the room. Stop, shut up with your sexist comment.
That doesn't matter. Right. I think that I could be embarrassed and still, because don't forget that I said I'm with my co-host, I'm with my business partner,
right.
I'm on a business situation. So I have been in a place where I've been completely embarrassed, and I wasn't showing it because I'm in a restaurant for a reason. We're in public. There's a reason why people take people to restaurants to break up with them, because they think that they know how to behave in public. And that's a mistake, because go fuck yourself.
Picture you're working at a restaurant and you know the guy's MO. And I'm assuming this made up version, my makeup story is a guy. And it's like, oh, John's here again. All right. Oh, table four for John. He's breaking up again.
Oh, I bet there is that. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. The usual? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the start of a lot of like cheesy, terrible rom-com movies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ooh, they should do a movie just about breakups in one restaurant, and then the guy learns not to order certain things along the way. Like, no soup, sir. Didn't you learn your lesson with Melody?
Well, he breaks up everybody, and then because he's there so much, by law, he owns the restaurant when the owner dies, and he sees other people breaking up with people, and he learns a lesson.
Oh, and then it becomes the breakup cafe. So from then on, people don't have to break up with each other. They just have to ask them to dinner at that place.
Right.
And then everyone dines alone there.
Well, his job now actually is to keep the couples together during breakup dinners.
Sounds like I wouldn't say hell, but like some sort of like.
I wouldn't say hell because I don't say hell. I'm too nice.
Right. But anybody else would.
It's kind of like heck.
Right.
If you think about it.
Times five.
I would conceive of hell as like maybe a little bit worse, but some sort of, you know,
like a
Groundhog Day-esque kind of a thing, but for your eternal soul until you become a better person.
That doesn't sound like hell at all.
Right. But they did.
Oh, because there's redemption.
Yeah.
I see.
They did call you back, right?
They ask for a phone number in there when I
And here's how they ask, by the way.
No. When I fill out the form, there's how do we contact you? And I left my phone number out because don't call me. I need your email. But when they responded, they asked for more contact.
When did you dine at restaurant? Sent from my iPhone.
And what's the subject on that?
It's your old subject regarding bad experience at your restaurant.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Did you think they didn't have one?
Well, no, because then the next subject, they kept emailing me. The next subject was March 9th, dining at restaurant, you know, at Homestead.
Okay.
They changed the subject and they asked me, did you have a reservation and for what time, what was the name under it?
Right.
And then I did that. Then they, and can you give us your phone number type thing?
And
did.
Is there a man we can talk to?
Right, right. So they called me, which I'm not happy with because I need this on record and you feel like you can schmooze because all these guys think they're schmoozers. Like, yeah. Hey, what can we do for you? And he calls and he's like, we're very sorry. There's been disciplinary action. I'm like, oh yeah?
Right.
But he's still there. So you changed his mind about feminism. Oh, okay. Now he gets it.
And they knew who it was, right? They're like, is it the Asian waiter? Is it the older waiter? It's the older one. We thought so.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Talked to him. Like, okay, maybe you wanted to ask me first. But yeah, discipline your whole staff. Like, look, this isn't what we stand for. They're like, that's not the way we normally do things. And we hope that, like, we want you to come back to the restaurant so you could see what it's actually like. And I go, to be honest, no, why would I do that to myself?
Right.
And he said, well, we hope you change your mind. And, you know, we really want to show you. He didn't say, I'll be there to ensure it. He didn't say, we'll comp your meal. He didn't say, I can't believe you think the food is subpar. What made you think it was subpar?
Right.
He didn't say...
He probably thinks we're just being snotty at that point. Like, and your food wasn't the best either.
Yeah. And he's like, all he said was, we have great food, great atmosphere. And if you come back, you will get
that. Be treated like a man.
Yeah. 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 And so what's your guarantee that you just think your restaurant is dope?
So we're supposed to go back there and then just hope we get comped or some kind of deal.
Right. And then am I not supposed to tip the waiter? Because I have to.
Well, yeah. So let's say dessert's free. Does that mean we have to tip even more?
Oh, yeah. What if they only comp dessert or one steak? I'm not going.
It's not a game.
Refund my money and say, we hope you come back.
Right.
And that's it. Because I know that you're not losing anything on my stupid bill.
Right. Not that fatty piece of steak, you piece of shit.
Oh, my God. Those tomatoes. Take that off your menu. Take it off your menu.
Then when a tomato can offend a person.
Well, when it's one of three ingredients and none of them are cooked.
Oh, that sounds.
I'm basing it on the ripeness of your tomato. And you know what? It wasn't ripe.
Hello.
And also.
Yes.
You put the garbage piece on my plate. I have a picture of it.
Ma'am, you think you're at New Homestead. This is old Homestead. And we respect men and
old tomatoes.
And older tomatoes. Julia, do you have a closing theme song? Well, we're ready when you are. Go ahead. You got it.
I'm not a singer, so sorry in advance.
A little preamble. I like it. Okay. Now you have my attention.
This has been Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
KeithandtheGirl.com.